We want to turn to Psalms 84 here. We'll look at the, start with the first verse. But before we do, I want to bring a psalm to our mind that I'm sure most of us have heard. It says, "There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God." Y'all getting the message? "Sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God." You know, I wonder, we live in this world, and the heart of God is not something that we can just open our eyes physically and see. We're not going to wake up one morning and just see the heart of God. But there is a whole stream of love, of blessings, of care, of a concern for our life. There's a whole stream of every, it says in one place, every good and perfect gift, I believe it is, cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. There is a steady stream of everything good. Everything that I need in my life, the things I long for, I'm not talking about fleshly lust. I'm talking about the things that matter. This morning we have the flesh, and we're subject to a battle with the fleshly lust that we must crucify on the cross, but we're also soul. And no matter how someone has gone after the flesh in this life, there's still a soul in there that was created to be loved by God, to have that relationship. Do you know that that's what it was all about? That's what the whole creation was about, bringing there being a people that would be loved by God and would love Him in return. And that is on the soul level. We will not wake up in the flesh and see the love of God with our visual eyes, necessarily. We can see the effects of the love of God, but we won't see the love of God. But our soul knows it and craves it. It longs for it. And there's a steady stream of blessings sent from the heart of God. That's His, He doesn't have several other things He's busy with. This is the heart of God, is to shed it to us, to bring it to us, to share it with us. And this song just, you notice all four of those lines in it. The heart of God. Near to the heart of God. There is a place of quiet rest where sin cannot molest. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God. So as I consider all of this, I realize that there's a place I want to be. And that is near to the heart of God. Thank the Lord this morning. That's the burden we have. And I want to look here in Psalms 84, and I think encourage you a little bit this morning that the longing in your soul for something more, and even those of us who know Christ, we found the satisfaction of that, but yet the longing still remains. I want more of the Lord. Those of us who don't know Christ and maybe are spending our time in things that aren't going to fill that longing is from your soul, and it's what's to be followed. You should follow that longing in your life, the longing to be closer to this being that loves us, the creator of the universe, the desire to know Him better. It's not some kind of mental thing I'm doing. I want my mind to follow it. I want my mind to pursue it, but it's a longing inside of us that we need to follow. Do the things necessary to feed it, to encourage it, not to push it down, not to try to squelch it in some way or something, but to open it up and allow it to happen. Feed it. Encourage it. I've heard the saying before, feed the beast. I don't want to say it that way because that has some connotations, but the meaning of that is, you know, that thing that's raging, that's wanting more in you, feed it, encourage it, let it go after the Lord, let it pursue Him, let it take all the rest of your faculties, your mind, your everything about you, and let it pull all of those things together in one to pursue our Creator, because this is what He's doing for us. You're only returning what you're getting. And you'll never return it as greatly as God. He's always got more. It's almost like the old verbal battle that a lot of dads and moms have with their children. I love you more. No, I love you more. No, I love you more. Keep it up. Try it. Go ahead. The Lord knows you're not right, but He loves to hear it. He wants to hear more of that. I want to love you more, Lord. Lord, what does this old song say? I remember, Lord, I want to love you more, more than I ever have before. You're the one that I adore, and Lord, I want to love you more. It's just a simple song, but that's the core of it. Feed it. Encourage it in your life. Psalms 84 says, one says, how amiable. Amiable means, this word pops up a lot, loved. Loved. Now, you know, when I, there's certain things that I eat that I like, and I enjoy them, and I'd like to have more of them. But if the words love come out of my mouth, I'm hoping to see that again as soon as possible. I want to see, I'd love to go again. You know, if hey, you want this tomorrow? Sure, whatever. You know, I want to see more of that. There's people we love. You know, there's people we like, maybe we're friends with and all, but then there's people that we love in our life. I can't wait to see those people again. And by the way, y'all are some of those people. And truthfully, it's hard to divide that in a way, but there's a special place for the people of God because God puts a love in our heart that goes to everyone. I don't want to squelch that, but just trying to make that difference there, understanding His tabernacles are not just another good thing. They're not just a, you know, I mean, that was great. I enjoyed that. If that happens again, I'll be fine with that. If I get to that place again sometime in my life, I'll be fine with that. No. What do you mean? We got to go? Are you serious? I've got to leave? No. I don't want to leave this place. You know, my Uncle Stanley Dixon, used to have a saying. I remember he would tell Jeff and Craig, I may have just heard that he told this, or I may have heard him say it, but this is a saying he had. They wouldn't be wanting to go. They'd be somewhere, and they'd be enjoying it so much. And he said, that's the perfect time to leave while you're still having fun, you know, while you're still enjoying it. Well, that's the way this life is. We enjoy things, but we have to leave them, and we long for the day we can be back in that place. You don't have to leave this place with the Lord. His tabernacles now is with us. We can make a way where it's just open for the Lord. You know, I do home health. I go around to different homes, and there's some homes I walk into, and it's just, it's open and it's easy to get in there and easy. You got a place to sit down. You got a place to put your stuff. And then there's other places I go to and there's not even a place to put the stuff that I need to move to put my stuff where that is. I'm going to have to put my stuff on top of some other stuff here. And if I'm going to sit down, I'll have to sit on top of something, you know, besides a couch. You know, that's how it can be in our life. You know, those people didn't lock the door against me. But there wasn't really much of a place to do anything. I didn't have room to work with them. I didn't have room to rest myself down or to do what I needed to do. I had to, sometimes I'm standing up and just right by them the whole time. There's a difference. It can be that way in our soul. We can let the Lord in, but yet where's He going to sit down? Where's the room for Him to work? This is what we're talking about this morning. We don't want that kind of relationship with Him. Why? Why? It's like swimming in a pond when I could be swimming in the ocean or something. I don't know. You think about it, I could be looking at a hill, admiring that ant hill when there's the Rocky Mountains right over here. I mean, that's the difference. And yes, you know, okay, I'm admiring something, but do we can open up to so much more in our life. So much more. Thank the Lord. So how amiable, how loved are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You know, some people say, well, you're just way too religious. I don't know if you call it religious or not. I found somebody I love and who loves me. And if you want to call that religious, call it religious. Whatever you want to call it. But I hope you realize it's something so much more than that. I don't get up in the night sometimes and open up my Bible and read because I'm religious. I don't wake up in the night and start talking and sharing my heart with someone. My wife is asleep. My kids are asleep. No one else is listening. The Lord's listening. I'm not doing that because I'm religious. I'm not trying to earn. I've just found somebody who loves me and who does the same thing for me, who stays up all night for me. Now, He has some powers to do that I don't quite have yet. I'm still in the flesh. but he's there for me all the time. I'm only returning a little bit. I'm returning all I can, and I want to return more, but I know he's got so much more for me. It's so much more. Call it what you want, but my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. It's okay. I want you to know. Now, we can look at somebody else and say, oh, well, they seem to really have that down. This is in all of us. God has put this same longing in all of us. It's not like some of us have got it, you know, have got something that the others don't have. He created this in all of us. It's a matter of us realizing, yeah, this is what I need to let grow. God's not saying, well, you know, the whole talent thing, it's not about how much you can love the Lord and how much he loves you. That's a whole nother message. But I want you to know, we'll bring that up. So the whole talent thing is not about how much you can have in the Lord. That's not what that's about. That's about a whole nother mission of things he gives us to do in life. But you can love the Lord as much as the person next to you. And you can have as much of his love in your life as anybody else in this world. There is no limits. It's open and free to every single one of us. We can have this kind of relationship where it blesses us to be woke up in the night because it's a little more time just to spend with God and share, and open up our heart in a way that we weren't able to maybe in the day. And, you know, I'm bringing that up because that's something God's done in my life lately. And it all started a few months ago when he said, he giveth his beloved rest. And he just spoke to me, said, look, if I wake you up, maybe it's because you need a little time just to open up your heart to me. Why don't you just try that and know that I'll put you back to sleep when it's time. You know, it's worked. I've had a few times I'm like, well, Lord, I must have a lot that I need to share with you right now, but you know, hey, you're blessing me. I'm feeling the love being returned, and that's okay. You know how much sleep I need to make it through this next day. Lord, bless me and just be with me. Let me open up my heart to you. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of my Lord. My heart, my flesh crieth out for the living God. I didn't make this happen in my life. God created this. And he's created all of us, and we have the chance to open up and let it be fed and let it go in our life. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest with her young, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord, my host and my king, Lord of hosts, my king and my God. You know, how many places are you entirely safe? You know that I've had people close to me share things with me in my life. And I had no intention in any way of betraying their trust, but something would happen and something would slip, and I'd be like, oh Lord, I just betrayed the trust a little bit. I had no intention to, but it came out in a way that I didn't mean for it to. Do you know the Lord is an entirely safe place? Now share with the people in your life, share with your parents, with your spouse, share with, they're there for you. But no one's as safe as the Lord, as this place with him. You can open up every single thing, anything that's in your life, you can share it with him, and you will only get back what you need in life. No, what's one place he says all the promises of God are yea and amen? No, that's not what I'm looking for. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And addeth no sorrow with it. You know, I hope I'm a blessing. I believe that I have been. The Lord's helped me to be a blessing and with those people that are close to me, and they've been a blessing to me. But there's times where there's a little sorrow added to it because I'm in the flesh. I'm not perfect. I'm just not. I've set my heart to pursue after the Lord, but there's just times I just mess up. I do some things, and maybe there's a trust that I just shared in a way that I didn't mean to, or something like that. You know, the Lord doesn't make those kind of mistakes. He just doesn't do it. You're entirely safe with him, and he is as real as I am, or you are. It's another concept that we struggle with, that we don't get everything out of what we're talking about this morning, this kind of relationship, because we struggle with a little bit really believing he's just as real as this person standing next to me. He's just as real. You just don't see him. He's here he's here. His presence is here right now. I'm not making it up. I promise you. I'm not making it up. He's just as real. In fact, if it could be possible, he's more real than we are, because we wouldn't exist without him. So he's more real. This isn't something we cooked up or tried to come up with a way just to have some mindset that okay, we can make it through life because we're just going to believe that this is real somehow. This is reality. This is what life is. This is who created this world. We've done all kinds of things in it. We've built all kinds of buildings. We've created all kinds of things. But you know, the Lord was the one who brought it all to pass and still is the one who allows to be what will be. Anything He chooses not to allow in this world doesn't happen. He is more real than we are, if that's possible to think of it that way. He is the Creator. And that's who our hearts are longing for. The longing in you that you desire to be met as a Christian who still longs for something more, as one who's not known this. This is who it is. This is what your soul is longing for. You need to feed it, open up and allow it to happen. Blessed are they that dwell in your house, that stay. Remember, you don't have to leave it. There's no reason why you can't just carry him. Lord, help us to share this the right way. As a Christian, the Lord has come into my life to dwell in me. He doesn't have any other place He wants to dwell in this life. It was all set up to dwell in me. Why shouldn't I just let the blinds be open? Why shouldn't I just let the shades be up? Why shouldn't I just let it be evident that that's what's going on in my life? Why should I have to have these quiet times with the Lord, but then somehow I've got to keep Him in check as I go through the day? Why? Why would I do that? No, I know I can't just share it. I'm not out there to just say everything that comes to my mind. That's not what we're talking about. But this, blessed are they that dwell in the house. That word dwell carries a connotation of staying. Not having to go, not leaving while we're still having fun. And we're coming back to it later. You know, I have to get off my knees and I have to go, but there's no reason why I have to put the shutters down on this house, on this presence in my life, on the presence of God in my life. I don't have to put the shutters down. I don't have to close the blinds. I don't have to lock the doors. I don't have to turn off the lights. I don't have to restrict who I am and try to just be something else. And I'm not talking about going out and sinning during the day. I'm just talking about the way we suppress this sometimes. Why? Blessed are they that dwell in your house. Lord, this is just who I am. I have found that He, isn't it Song of Solomon maybe that says, I have found Him that my soul longeth after. I found Him. And you know what? Guess what? You may not believe me, but He's the same guy your soul's longing after. And even if you don't realize that you have a soul in you, that's what's going on inside of you. I found what you're longing after too. Why would I shutter it down? I mean, this is the hope of the world. This is the hope of everyone, not just, you know, in heaven, yes, in salvation, yes, but this ability to dwell with the Lord, all the things that He did. And if you think back to the Old Testament and how the tabernacle and everything, how it was all set up for this today, look at all the detail He went into to help us understand it. And now we're living it. This is what our souls long for. This is what the soul of man longs for, whether we realize it or not. Blessed are they that dwell in their house. We don't have to shutter it up. We don't have to turn the lights off. We don't have to. This is who we are. The Lord wants to be with you throughout the day. He wants to talk with you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to share in your burdens. He wants to shine out through you. The Lord wants to be with you. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They shall be still praising Thee. So if we drop on down now a little bit, 11, verse 11 says, for the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. And with Lord help us. You know, in my life, the walk with the Lord has gotten easier and easier when I stop worrying about trying to figure everything out. And I walk in faith that the Lord has it figured out and that the thing I need, even if I don't really understand it to be that that the thing I need is what he's going to bring to me in my life. So that means there have been hard times. Now, there have been hard times that I've been foolish and I've brought on myself. Lord's with me to help me try to figure that out. Lord wasn't necessarily wanting me to be in that place and have to go through that. It was necessary to get me back on the road, you know, to allow it to happen, to get me straight. But the Lord didn't necessarily want that in my life. He's not, Lord help us. So those things kind of in a different category. But then as I walk with the Lord and I do hear him and I do continue in his path and I'm doing what I know and the Lord is leading me, guiding me, there's still places he brings us through that are not easy. But we have an assurance that they are good. That they are good. Because you know what I'm living for? I'm not living for this life and the things I can see here. I'm living for eternity. And one day my Lord's going to call me home. And until then, he's working to get me there. And so when I'm following the Lord and when I've made a mistake, I messed up, Lord's there for me to help me back home. But when I have it and I'm doing what he wants me to do and hard things come, I can trust the Lord. I know that he's working something good for me in it. And it's his purpose to allow this in my life. No good thing would he withhold. Why would he withhold something if he sees this is the thing that when Satan comes, like he did for Jesus, he said, the prince of the world cometh. And it said about Jesus, he said, he findeth nothing in me. He hadn't got a thing he could put his hand on because I am the Lord's today. Like we sang in that song. I think we sang that song today. Maybe I started thinking about it. Anyways, if we didn't, that song we have about, for I'm the Lord's, I know. I'm the Lord's. This is what the Lord's doing when he allows us to go through hard places in our life. He's working good things. What are those good things? They're the things that help get us in a place where Satan can't put his finger on something in our life. Where he goes to touch something, it's like, where'd it go? I know it was there. He knows it was there. But the Lord worked something in our life. He worked something good and he took it away. He took away that advantage that Satan had on us. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. How incredible. How awesome is that? This is the place I long for. This place in the Lord where he can work his will in my life and he can push away those things that Satan might be able to call on that might keep me from my heavenly home, that might keep me from the peace that he has for me right now in this life, that might keep me, like we in Sunday school mentioned the verse about how that no man's left home or any of these things in this world, that he'll not receive 100-fold in this time. The things that would keep me from the good things in life. We don't see the love of God and we don't really see the good things. They're in here where the Lord's working. This is where the good things come from. This is where the things work to bring me peace in my life. It's why I can willingly say, Lord, you want this thing that's out here? You want me to give it up? Why would I not? Because I'm going to make room for the good things you want to do in here. And if that's something that's in the way that's keeping you from being able to work, then let's let go of it so you can work those good things in here in my life. Thank the Lord. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalms 116. All right, this is, we'll start in the first verse here, and it says, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. I've let the longing go, and I've seen that this is exactly what I needed in life. I've let my longing, that longing to me, I've opened up and let it go out to the Lord, and I've seen him meet that and fulfill that and come back to me and fulfill all my needs. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear upon me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. This is where we get strong. When we're just religious, we're not very strong at all. No matter how religious we look, we're not real strong at all. Because this is where the power is. When we send out a cry to the Lord, and then we see him working and coming back, and I'm not talking about we send out a cry, boom. There's not a lot of strength in that. I mean, thank the Lord for the times he does that in our life. But a lot of times it's a process of sending my heart out to the Lord and letting that longing go out to Him and letting Him hear that cry of my heart. And as He hears that, it moves Him. And then He comes back to us and begins to work back in our life. And it's just a cycle between us of this cry going out to the Lord and of Him hearing our cry and working in our life. And we begin to see that over time, how the Lord's doing that all the time. We begin to see it more and more. But we see what the Lord's been doing all that. He was there. Another song says He was there all the time. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. This is actually how it happens. This is how we get strong in the Lord. And we begin to walk in a kind of faith that can't be shaken. You know, especially, I want to say young people, but this is the way it is for all of us. This is how we walk in a faith that can't be shaken. It's by this reciprocating of love with the Lord, of not pulling down the shutters, of letting it be open in our life throughout our days, all the time. And this is how we walk in strength in the Lord. And this is how we can say, I'm not walking away from this. The Lord said, I don't have to leave it. I don't have to put it aside. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it going. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. It's the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. I want to encourage us that we don't have to necessarily go to these places in our life to figure out it's the Lord that we need. We can this morning make a decision by faith to say, Lord, I know that I need You. But you know what? Whatever stage I'm in, this is the secret to getting out of it, to getting out of it alive, so to speak, getting out of it with something good working in my life, with the Lord working with me, being moved towards happiness, joy, peace, all the blessings of the Lord in my life. It says, the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. I want to encourage us this morning, as the song said, I'm going to keep holding on to Jesus. Don't squelch the desire that's in you. It's in all of us. Oh, have you squelched it? Have you pushed it down? Has it got where it's a little hard to see? Start asking the Lord to help you take the layers off. There's a couch under there somewhere for the Lord to sit on in your life. Start asking Him to help you take the layers off, because it hasn't left you. No, it's not gone. Your soul, as long as you live, your soul is still here. And it's still somewhere down deep in that rubble, longs for the Lord. Ask Him to help you take those layers off. Are you, you know what? Maybe your layers are thick. Maybe they're small. All of us this morning, ask the Lord to help us take the layers off. This is what's called holding on to Jesus. Getting rid of the stuff that's in the way. Hold it. Lord, stay here. You know, I walk in that house where there's things in the way, and it's almost like if I went there for a purpose, I'd probably think, I guess I'm just going to walk back out. No, Lord, don't walk back out. Lord, stay here. Lord, I'll make room for You. Lord, help me to see the layers I need to take off in my life to make room for a place for You to rest here with me. Because, Lord, when You have room to rest in my soul, I have room to rest in my soul. That's how it works this morning. So I want to encourage you. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait. Wait. Moving things out of the way. And Lord, here I am. This is Your spot. I'm not going to leave it. I'm not going to turn the lights off. I'm not going to pull the shutters down. This is Your spot to be in my life, Lord. Hold us who wait before Thee near to the heart of God. Can you pray for me?